Right. Well, it's Sunday night and it's close to midnight, and really, I should have been asleep a few hours ago. But there was a discussion earlier on Twitter that it's my own fault. I let myself get sucked into it. And I wanted to respond, but I just found that the 140 characters is just too short to get a point across. So the discussion was about the little man computer and whether it was required for GCSE computing and how suitable or appropriate it was. And I've got some thoughts, and here we go. But just before we do, there's a little story, actually, I think, that just bears some relevance or connection to what I'm going to mention about the little man computer. So last weekend, we decided we were going to go to the Lake District for a walk for the day. We don't live that far away, and we headed up to a place called Whitbarrow, which is at the South Lakes near Grangeover Sands. Now, Mrs. O'Donoghue she's not the greatest fan of walking, and part of that's to do with the fact that she's got limited mobility. So why on earth I thought it was a good idea to go to Whitbarrow, it still escapes me. I think I'd been a couple of times, and I know that when you get there's fantastic views and all of that, but I'd forgotten just how much of a challenge it is. So when you get to Whitbarrow, there's a place called Witherslack. There's a school there, and we parked, and there's a steep climb of somewhere between 300 and 400 meters that's up a muddy, slippy, stony, rocky path with walls and stiles, and by the time we got to the top, I wasn't really everybody's favorite friend. And so that was the first challenge. And then the next thing was, once we were up there's about a 6 mile walk all across limestone paving, and there's crags and holes, and the weather was pretty violent as well when we were up there as well. But the views were fantastic. You get to see all over the Lake District. You look down in forests. You can see birds flying below you. So it is an amazing place once you get there. But all the time, I kept thinking, well, it was quite a challenge to get up there, but how are we going to get down? The reason why I'm going to mention this is because it links in a way, with the little man computer, because my journey with the little man computer has been quite similar in this fact, as there's a very steep, rough climb to begin with. But once you get there, the views are, really worth it. It all started really back in the spring of 2011. I was at an event for teachers in Lancashire, where I had the good pleasure to meet George Rowse, who came to talk to us about this GCSE computing. And I'd never heard of it until then, and I was quite excited to find out what it was. And George is a teacher, and as I understand it, he actually wrote the specification for the GCSE computing, the OCR award. So George did his little presentation about GCSE computing, and I was getting even more and more excited about this, the teaching of it. At the end, when we had time to ask questions, my question to George was, so I'm thinking now that we might teach this from September 2011, and next week I'm going to have an opportunity to meet with some year nines to give them a taster lesson. So what would you recommend? And George drew in a little bit, and he said, well, what I'd really recommend that you try and do is the little man computer. And he described it just a little bit, but I thought, well, okay, that's worthy of further investigation. So I trotted back to school and thought, yes, I'm going to try this little man computer. But then when I looked at it, I was sort of like, huh? What? You thought that this was going to inspire and engage and enthuse my classes? And when I looked at it, I just drew a blank. I had no idea. It looked extremely abstract, and I couldn't figure out at all really what the whole point of it was. So I thought he's giving me a bum steer here. There's no way I'm going to be able to, get year nines excited. So I ignored his advice, and did something that I thought was a little bit more engaging: games design, development, and that kind of thing. So then roll on forward to September 2011. So I managed to get enough children to opt for GCSE computing, and the first thing we started after we'd done a fair bit of programming practice around about the Christmas of September, sorry, the Christmas of 2011, we started with our first coursework assignment, which is the programming assignment A453, and that went pretty well, sort of as I expected. And then
got to around about the end of the summer term when it was time for me to decide what we were going to do for A452, the investigation assignment. So for the OCR GCSE computing, there are two coursework assessed units, and they're each one of them on their own is worth 30% of the final mark. So from recollection, I think it was about six or seven different projects that you could choose. You could let the children choose, but I decided I was going to choose one. So I looked and weighed up the various options that there were, and the little man computer was one of the tasks. So I remember I'd watched a presentation that Mark Clarkson had done online about the little man computer, and I thought, well, maybe I need to, consider doing this. So I decided to try my luck with the little man computer. Now, it's worth stating at this point that I'm not a computer scientist. I didn't do a degree in computer science. I trained as a design technology teacher. And the bits I knew about computing really were back in the 80s from the age of about 11 to 14 when I taught myself things like programming, BBC Basic. So I never learned any of these kind of things about accumulators and registers and all these kind of things. But I decided I was going to throw this little man computer at my class and see how they managed with it. Oh, you should have heard the complaints. This is too difficult. What are you doing giving us to a GCSE class? And some of them complained I wasn't teaching them properly. But I persevered, and then one by one, each of the children in the class, we started having these like aha moments where, oh, right, now I get it. So the investigation assignment, because it's a live assignment, I can't go into a lot of the detail about it, but it presents the children with some graded challenges where they start off, they have to do the first thing and then the second thing. And the way I described it to the class, it's almost like you're investigating a murder. You're given a few little clues and a bit of evidence, and you have to try and string together your own meaning and understanding. So I actually, when we got to the end of it, again, a bit like the walk in the Lake District, it actually felt quite amazing, the fact that we'd managed to get through it together. And then the following year with the next class that I had, this time a much wider ability range. Again, it was a bit of a struggle, well, quite a struggle actually, and I've documented this in the podcast that I've recorded during that period of time. And there was times, just like the walk in the Lake District, where I kept thinking, am I really doing the right thing? Is this really going to work? But then again, the aha moments start to come. So what is the little man computer? Well, it's a model of how computers work, but it's very, very abstract. Now, it has some components in it, like it has some memory. The model I'd used had 100 memory addresses that you can store data in. And there's a few things again around that. There's like, for example, they start from 0 to 99, so people straight away assume that it's got 99 locations, but actually it's 100 when you count 0. It's got a number of different registers. It's got the input and output. It's got a program counter. It's got an accumulator. It's got a big section called a message box where you write in the commands, and then when you've written the commands in and you use assembly language mnemonics, you then compile it before you run it. Then you run the program. When it runs it's they're actually bytecoded instructions that it uses to execute. But the thing about this particular model, it's got a very limited set of instructions. I think it's got it's around about 10. It's either 9 or 11, and that's really where the challenge comes from, because you have to try and solve a number of challenges. But you haven't got all the tools that you'd like at your disposal. You have to make the most of the ones that you've got. So it actually works very well in contrast to the A453 programming assignment, where for me, the language of my choice was Python. And I like Python because of many programming languages, it's fairly close to English in its form and Basic as well. So when you look at the little man computer, you got instructions like LDA for load the value to the accumulator. You've got sub for subtract. What else have you got? We've got BRZ. That means branch if the value in the accumulator is zero. So the things that they don't, you don't straight away understand what they are. But I also found it not just for the actual programming assignment, but it gives opportunities to teach other concepts that are quite difficult to teach anyway. So things like layers of abstraction. When children at GCSE level, they have to understand the difference between high level and low level programming languages, about what machine code is. It helps enhance their vocabulary. So there's things that come into it like mnemonics, opcode, compiling, accumulators. It also is a great way to teach the understanding that the data should be kept separate from the instructions, because when you mix the two together, then that causes all sorts of issues. But it's fantastic for teaching problem solving skills. When you say, right, here's a task you have to solve, but you've only got these tools. I mean, you've probably seen at some point these kind of little challenges where you're given two objects and you have to try and build, a triangle with two sticks, or it's they're those kind of cryptic challenges. So yes, it is a rough ride to begin with, but the steep climb is worth it in the end. I mean, you know that with great challenge comes great rewards as well. And I mean, a lot of other teachers I've spoken to have actually found it quite difficult as well. And there is a perception that the little man computer of all of those tasks is probably the most difficult. And I've met teachers who say, well, actually they've preferred to go for the app inventor task because, well, a lot of it is such a drag and drop and thing. I'm not saying all of it is, but it seems more accessible. But then I wonder, really, I mean, should we be presenting computing or computing science as being easy? Because it's not really. Well, yes, we should try and make it accessible, but I don't think that really we're being fair if we're trying to make computing seem easy, because it's not easy. Just like learning a musical instrument. So, if you've never looked at the Little Man Computer, go and have a look and enjoy the challenge.